We're continuing our look at Sergius Paulus and Elymas the sorcerer in Acts chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Let me read our text again so we can keep it in context. It says, they traveled through the whole island until they came to Paphos, and there they met a Jewish sorcerer and false prophet named Bar-Jesus, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. So here we have this very, very intelligent proconsul who has a high bearing in the Roman political structure, and he wants to hear the preaching of the gospel. He wants to know this message that Paul and Barnabas are, of course, bringing to the populace. Now, again, we can't help but notice the similarity of the story of Simon Magus at Samaria. Simon, who had a following in Samaria as far away as Rome, was regarded as, quote, the power of God. He had profited greatly by the magical arts. In the Samaritan situation, it was Peter who dealt with Simon when the latter offered to pay money for the power to impart the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Like Peter, Saul, Barnabas, and as they tried to share the gospel with Sergius Paulus, they noticed that Bar-Jesus was, of course, attempting to dissuade him from hearing the gospel. So we have Saul eventually here moving in to check the power of Satan in this story. He confronts Elymas Magus just as Peter had confronted his adversary, although the situations, of course, are not identical. Simon Magus had, of course, been baptized and was professing faith in Christ. Bar-Jesus was actively opposing the proconsul's acceptance of the gospel. Now, before we look at what happened, I want to note an important change in our text. In verses 9 through 10, Luke tells us, then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas and said, you are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. It's at this moment that Luke informs his readers that Saul was also called Paul. It was common, as I mentioned before, for Jews to take a Greek or a Roman second name, like Joseph Barsabbas, John, and John Mark. Luke determined that it was a good time to mention that Saul's other name was Paul, as he moves on into an increasingly non-Jewish context. I've mentioned some of this before, but I think it's worth repeating. There is no biblical evidence for a conversion from Saul to Paul. Saul was most likely called Paul at birth. Contrary to popular belief, Saul did not drop his Jewish name to fully embrace his new life and vocation as a Christian missionary to the Gentiles. Most of us have heard others say that Saul of Tarsus became the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. Our study of Acts has shown us that Paul continued to be called Saul up to the point that we find ourselves in Acts chapter 13. As such, the Jewish Saul did not become the Christian Paul. Like other Roman citizens, Saul would have multiple names. He would have his birth name, he would have his family name, and he would have a nickname. We'll see that next time on Verse by Verse.